Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Lamar City Council meets at noon today. Their agenda includes an award of contract for the Lamar's Interchange Track Project, the Main Street Facade Program, financing of hospital revenue bonds, and an offer to purchase property in the city's industrial park. The council also will go into closed session to discuss the sale or purchase of real estate. Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Agriculture Committee celebrates Ag Day today by hosting their 27th Agribusiness Luncheon. The event is an effort to connect farm and businesses in the Lamar's area to promote agriculture and to encourage future ag leaders. The keynote speaker is Larry Trennell, a dairy field specialist and psychologist. He will speak on understanding farm personalities. The morning speaker will be Mike Kintner, an entomologist with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. He will speak on issues surrounding the infestation of the emerald ash borer. The presentation of the 2024 Service to Agriculture Award and a scholarship to an FFA member is part of the program today. The Iowa Senate passed their version of Area Education Agency reform Monday. This is a different measure than one passed by the House. Governor Kim Reynolds, in a statement, thanked the Senate for their action. The Senate had modified the governor's AEA reform plan. State Senator Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center was one of six Republicans to vote against the AEA reform bill. He preferred the House version. The House also has passed an increase in teacher pay to at least $50,000 a year within 2 years, something on which the Senate has not yet taken action. The Iowa legislature has not taken action on allowable growth of school budgets for fiscal 2025. It's held up over discussions on area education agency reforms. House Education Committee Chair Jeff Taylor says increases of 2-3% are being discussed, but they have to know available funding levels before they make a decision.
The governor has requested 2.5, and I believe the House, they're looking at like 3. I would prefer something closer to 3. But again, it partly depends on what we come up with teacher salaries, because that's not a one-time thing.
Taylor says the governor's proposed spending level for teacher pay is the highest, the Senate's is the lowest, and the House is in between. A Plymouth County man was arrested on several charges after a truck accident. A Plymouth County Sheriff's deputy responded to a single vehicle accident Sunday near C-16 and Key Avenue northwest of Lamar's. The driver of the truck, Sergio Beltran, was trapped in the vehicle, which had rolled in the accident. After he was released by Lamar's Fire Rescue, Beltran was transported to Floyd Valley Health Care. During the investigation into the accident, Beltran was found to be operating while intoxicated, carrying a firearm while intoxicated, and also failed to maintain control of a motor vehicle. Once cleared at Floyd Valley Health Care, Beltran was transported to the Plymouth County Jail to be booked on those charges. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst announced Lamar's business as the recipient of her Small Business of the Week. This week's honoree is the Brown Century Theater. After touring the continent for 15 years, the Browns returned to Iowa and purchased the German-American Savings Bank in downtown Lamar's. They transformed it into a performance center called the Brown Century Theater. It now includes a central event center for dining, the Inn on Central for visiting guests, and a gift shop. This year, the Browns celebrated the 24th anniversary of performing together and the 9th anniversary of the Brown Century Theater. Throughout this Congress, Ranking Member Ernst plans to recognize a small business in every one of Iowa's 99 counties. And don't put away those heavy coats, shovels, and snow melt just yet. Today marks the first day of spring, but it's possible a large area of Iowa will be digging out from a winter weather storm in less than a week. Meteorologist Katie Gross at the National Weather Service office in Omaha says they're following a developing storm system that may arrive over Iowa next Sunday and could last into the following Tuesday. It appears the northern few tiers of Iowa counties may see snow, but Gross says if the system shifts south, more of Iowa could get snow, and if it shifts north, we'll get heavier rain. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.